V'zeh b'chinas Koil Yaakov. And this is also tied into the voice of Yaakov Avinu. Ki oinig Shabbos hu b'chinas Yaakov shekolol mishloisha ovois. Shehem b'chinas sholish suda shel Shabbos. Because the pleasure of Shabbos is the three meals of Shabbos, which correspond to Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, of which Yaakov is the koilel of all of them. Yaakov Avinu is called the Bechir Shebovois. Avraham is Chesed, Yitzchak is Gevura, Yaakov is Tiferes, which is a combination of Chesed and Gevura. So Yaakov is all three Sudais. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, V'koroso la'Shabbos oinig, you will declare Shabbos for pleasure, oinig, V'achalticho nachlas Yaakov Avinu, and I will give you the portion of Yaakov Avinu. So we see here that oinig, the oinig Shabbos, is the portion of Yaakov Avinu, the koil Yaakov, v'kamuva, and is brought in the Zohar Kodesh. V'ze b'chinas ha'hodos shel Shabbos. Now we'll understand why the Zohar Kodesh tells us, and many of the Sfardim have the custom to smell hadasim on Shabbos. The Gemara mentions it also about a person carrying hadasim. Ki hadas hu anaf eitz ovois shehu shloish abadim. Because the hadasim, we know, when we use them on Sukkos, there's three hadasim. Shehu b'chinas Yaakov kamuva, which corresponds to Yaakov Avinu, who is number three of the ovois hakdoshim. V'alkein ha-hadas yesh loy reach toiv, b'chinas Yaakov, shehu b'chinas koil, shemisham ha-reach, b'chinas re'ei reach b'ni, anem rabbi Yaakov kanal. And this is why the hadasim are known for their reach. When we speak about the Dalad Minim on Sukkos, we're told that the esroig has good smell and good taste. The hadas only has smell, no taste, there's nothing to eat. The lulav only has good taste, no smell. You can't smell a lulav, and on the lulav tree you have the dates. That's the taste. And the aravois have no smell and no taste. They represent the rishonim who have no Torah, no mitzvahs at all. So we see that the hadasim are known for their smell. Look at that. We take hadasim on Shabbos. Hadasim is smell. Bechinas Yaakov. Bechinas re'ei reach b'ni, which is the pasuk which it says about Yaakov Avinu. This is why some people have the custom to smell hadasim on Shabbos. Ki oz zoichin lebechinas nohor hayoitze me'edim. Because it's on Shabbos that we're zoiched to that river that flows from Eden. Shubchinas oinig Shabbos, Shubchinas Yaakov, Bechinas koilan al shemishom oreach. V'alkein merichin ahadas b'Shabbos kanal. V'ze bechinas Hasheva koilois shano imrim b'Shabbos. With this, we could also understand the Mizmor Hovu Lashem b'nei Eilim, Hovu Lashem kovoid voiz, which we say on Friday night on Shabbos. Gamonu oimrim nosu nohorois koilam b'Shabbos. We also say that paragraph Hashem Moloch Geus Lovish, where we mention this pasuk nosu nohorois koilam. The nohor lifts up its voice. Ki b'Shabbos zoichin lebechinas koil anal. Because on Shabbos is when we're zoichin to this special koil, this koil of Yaakov Avinu, this koil that nourishes the neshaman, this koil hamoichiach, which doesn't hurt the person, it doesn't push him away from Yiddishkeit, it brings him closer, it inspires him to want to do tshuva. Nimtza sha'achilas Shabbos hu b'chinas mezoina de neshmoso kanal. So we said before that the food of Shabbos is called soul food. It nourishes the neshama. V'ze b'chinas tavshil shel Shabbos reichoi noidef. And this is also why the Gemara says that the special foods of Shabbos, they give forth a beautiful, a delicious smell. The Gemara tells a story about a goy who tasted something, and he said to Rabbi Akiva, "Wow, I never tasted anything like that in my life. What do you put in there that makes it taste so good?" He said, "Simple, Shabbos. It's got the magic ingredient. The goy tasted something from Shabbos, you know." Yep. Reichoi noidev daika. Look at the wording of the Gemara. Reichoi noidev. It gives forth this delicious smell. Ki yeshloi reach toiv hanimshach minohor yoitze me'eden shoinig Shabbos kanal. It has that special smell that's related to oineg Shabbos, which is that Eden Nohor Gan, that place where the smells are. ועל כן הוא בבחינת מזוינת הנשמוס, השוערי הכנל. וידי שאנחנו ישראל עם קודש, ממשיך עם קדושל של שבס לששס מהחול, and through כלל ישראל, drawing the holiness of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. Ki mehahu yoima mizborchin kol shita yoimen, because the Zohar Kodesh says that the bracha of the 6 days of the week comes from Shabbos. Shabbos is what gives the energy, the positive energy, into the 6 days of the week. V'alkein kol achilaseinu b'chol sheishesim achol hu bebechinas maichol Shabbos. Therefore, even the food that we're eating during the 6 days of the week is a bechina of Michael Shabbos. It's receiving its light from Shabbos. Kitzrichen lechol tomid lechvoid Shabbos kanal, because a yid has to eat all the time lechavid Shabbos. I'm eating what? I'm eating for my neshama. I'm eating for kedusha. Kedusha is Shabbos. Neshama is Shabbos. And again, when we daven shachris every morning, we say hayoyim yoyim rishoyim b'shabbos sheni ba. We're always, throughout all 7 days of the week, we're focusing on Shabbos. When we're eating on Sunday, we're thinking, boy, can't wait till Shabbos. This is Sunday stuff. This is regular. On Shabbos, we're going to have the real thing. So we see even in the food he's eating on Sunday, his machshava is on Shabbos. He's giving kovoy to Shabbos in that respect. Vazai nistakein achila simeachol gam kein bebchinas mezayin ad nishmasa al yedei shoychnu lekavod Shabbos. And when a person eats that way, then even his weekday food is bechinas mezayin ad nishmasa, because through his eating with this machshava of lekavod Shabbos. Then again, I'm eating this now, but wait till Shabbos. Wait till Shabbos. She'oz hu bechinas mezayin ad nishmasa. Then even his weekday food benefits from that power of Shabbos. It's mezayinah d'nishmasa. V'zeh b'chinas isur ma'chol yakum. Now we could understand why a yid is not allowed to eat foods that are cooked by a goy or prepared by a goy. Dahainu bishul yakum. Shasrul on Rabbi Senuzal. Shafilu ma'chol heter nesar kishakum evashlo. Even a kosher food, a glat kosher, badatz, edach, raidus, chicken or meat, if the goy cooks it, a Jew can't eat it. Ki kol dovor tzorech tikkun ubiror achar biror, because every single thing in this world requires a tikkun, and it requires a biror and then another biror. It requires fixing and more fixing and more fixing, ad shehei roi l'achila, until it's ready to be eaten. V'ze bishul hamacholim, this is the concept of cooking food. Ki roiv hamacholim einom ruuyim lachilo ad achar bishul, because most important foods are not ready to be eaten unless you cook it first. Ki hamacholim tzrichim lehizbarer bebirur achar birur ad shiyu ruuyim lachila sodom, because Hashem created the world in such a way, Hashem made food in such a way that it has to go through birur and another birur and another birur before it's ready to be eaten. It has to go through processing, all kinds of procedures, before it's ready to be eaten by a human being. V'chol ze machmas chet odom arishon she'ochel me'etz hadas, shubchinas mezoyne degufa. All of this, you know why it's this way? You know why Hashem made the world this way? You know why it works this way? Because odom arishon ate from the etz hadas, which was mezoyne degufa. This caused the ache of the sitrachra to become strong. And then everything became mishmash. Everything got mixed up, good and bad. Ad she'yef shelechol shum dovor kiyim achar kama birurim, to the point where it's impossible to eat anything unless the food goes through all kinds of birurim. Ki ein hatoiv shebamacholim nizgale ad achar birur. Because the real goodness that's found in that chicken doesn't come out until after you cook the chicken. If you were to eat that piece of chicken raw, uncooked, you wouldn't be getting the real goodness of that chicken the same way as if it's been cooked or broiled or baked properly. This is the reason, spiritually, why certain things need to be cooked. Kidei lechalois hora hanechas boisei amachol ulezake cholavar hatoiv, to get rid of some of the bad that's found in that, and to purify and to improve the good that's found in that. Ki hora nechal v'nichlal idei ho'esh, because bad, evil, is destroyed and eliminated through fire. Ki me ho'esh yotzu v'ho'esh toichlem. The pasuk says in Chumash that the klipos, the forces of the Sidra Achra, come from esh. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the word yitzra, yud tzadik resh aleph, which represents the yetzahara, the word yitzra is bigematria esh. So all the averis, all the tumah, all the ra comes from esh, and therefore we eliminate it through esh. The yetzahara is called chum, the mechamim gufa de barnosh, because he heats up the person, he incites him to sin. So the sitra achra, the tumah, the orla, comes from fire, and it's eliminated through fire. We know when we want a kasher kelim, a keli that's been used by a goy, or your keli has treif. How do you kasher it? Fire, boiling water, hagolo, libun, you know, depending on what it is. V'alkein tzrichin sheyia habishul al yidei Yisrael daiko. This is why cooking has to be done by a yid, not a goy. Ki ho'esh hu sitra dedin hakosher, because fire represents major midas hadin. The Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that Hashem's name Elohim, which is midas hadin, when you write Elohim b'miloi, aleph is spelled aleph lamed pei, lamed is spelled lamed mem dalet, it's bigimatria esh, fire. So esh is midas hadin. Asher mishom yenikas ha-sitra achra. That's where the sitra achra draws from. From the left side, the din, bechinas eish shel gehenim, sheshom donin kol ha'averos. For example, like this special location, this special health spa called Gehenim, where they deal with all the averos, and it's wall to wall fire. So we see that fire is midas hadin. That's the din. That's the sitra achra. Nimtza shebegehenim. So Gehenim is the place where you have that bad smell, that foul odor and stench of all the averis. That's the laundromat. That's where they process all the averis. Because these two are equal and opposite in a sense. Just like we said that Gan Eden is one big perfumery, right? That's where all of those special reichos are nourished, right? Of the Gan. Therefore, Gehenim, which is the opposite of Gan Eden, that's where you have all the terrible smells of all the Averis. V'alkein, and therefore, when the goy cooks the food using his fire, using goy fire, fire that he started, azai loy dai she'enoi mevarer hatoiv mara, not only will his fire not be matzliach in separating the good from the bad and eliminating the bad, af gam hu moisif reach ra b'hamaychol al yedei ho'esh shaloi she'edlik. Because the goy lit the fire, because that's goy's fire, it adds reach ra to the chicken, or to the steak, or to whatever's being cooked. Ki ho'esh shel ho'akum hu b'chinas esh shel gehenim, asher mishom shorosham yisitra d'esav. Because the fire that the goy lights is b'chinas gehenim fire, which is from the side of Esav. V'alkein ho'esh shelohem shubchinas esh shel gehenim sheshom kol horecho yisroes kanal alkein ha'idei zeh ha'moysifem reach ra b'macholim. Therefore, his fire, which is gehenim fire, which is the place of all the ra, all the reich, the bad smells, when his fire is processing the food, it's putting a bad smell into the food. Spiritually, we're talking about, obviously. V'alkein kol hamacholim shemizbashlam al yodom who bechinas mezoina de gufa mamish, veloy mezoina de shmosa klal. And therefore, any food that's cooked by a goy is mezoina de gufa and zero mezoina de nishmosa. Ki ein bohem shum reach toiv, because it has no reach toiv in it. Rak adara, but just the opposite. Hey moisifim reach ra al yedei abishul shelohem kanal. They increase the reach ra in the food by them cooking it, by them preparing it. Avol Yisroel am kodosh hey mesaknen hamachol mevarim hatoiv umechalen esara al yedei abishul shelohem shelvashem beishul Yisroel. Whereas a Jew who is part of the holy nation, he improves the food, he corrects the food, and is able to select, to separate the good from the bad in the food, and to destroy the bad through the process of cooking it with Jewish fire. Ki onu mamshichem kedusha Shabbos al ha'esh shalonu, kedei lahamtikoi shelo yiyeh bebechinas esh shel gehenem, rak yiyeh bebechinas esh shel kedusha. Because a Jew, when a Jew is eating during the week, we said he's drawing the Kiddush of Shabbos onto the food. So what kind of fire is he putting into the food? He's putting Shabbos fire into the food. A fire of Kiddusha, which the Sitra Achra has no attachment to, no connection to. Rak Adarab, but just the opposite. Zeho Eish, hu soiref umechalo isam. This is the fire that destroys, that burns and destroys the Sitra Achra. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, May eish yotzu v'ho eish toichlem. They come from fire. The Sitra Achra comes from fire, and fire destroys them. Ki tekef kishah Shabbos yotze v'nechnos and sheisis me'achol. Because we know as soon as Shabbos leaves, and the 6 days of the week begin, azai onu mavdilin u'mevorchin al ho'eish. We make a bracha boire ma'ire ho'eish. Kedei lahamtikoi, in order to be mamtik the eish, shelo yisachis boi eish shel gehenem chas v'shalom, that the fire that we're going to be using throughout the week should not have any association with gehenem fire, shemisoira b'me'achoil, which is activated during the 6 days of the week. Ki b'shabbos ein lo eish shel gehenem shum shlito klal, because we know that on Shabbos, the fires of Gehenna shut down. They close down. They have no power at all. V'alkein tekef b'moitzoi Shabbos, sh'oz maschil shlitosoi, and this is why on Saturday night, when the Yemei HaChol are starting, and the fire, the other kind of fire, is starting up, alkein tekef onu mevorchem b'shas havdolah l'esh, we immediately make a bracha. In middle of Havdolah, we make a bracha on the fire. By doing that, we're making a connection between Shabbos and the weekdays through the Havdalah, and we're drawing the Kiddusha of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. That's the whole concept of the mitzvah of making Havdalah, as the Arizal explains it. That by making Havdalah, by declaring that we understand that Yid is not Goy, and Shabbos is not weekday, and light is not darkness, that's how we make the tikkun for both of them. And that's what enables us to be able to draw the Kiddush of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. Because when there's no Havdalah, when there's Mishmash, everything is no good. The minute you make Seder, you may have Havdalah is a form of Seder. I'm saying, you over there, you over there. You go here, you go there. You're not the same. I'm declaring exactly what each one is. That's when each one is able to get its proper tikkun. And that's when the Shabbos is able to give to the weekdays what it needs. Vazai nimshach he'ora mikdusha shel Shabbos gam al bechinas ho'esh shelonu shelo yiyeh bechinas esh shel gehenem chas v'shalom rak bebechinas esh tikdusha kanam. Through the mitzvah of Havdalah, we're able to draw a light from the holiness of Shabbos onto the fire that we're going to be using during the week, that the fire should not be gehenem fire. It should be Shabbos stick of fire. V'zeh b'chinas ein mevorchin ela al ha'ur sheshovas. And this is why the halacha about Havdalah is that you don't make the bracha boire moire ha'esh on fire that was mechalal Shabbos, that was, you know, lit on Shabbos, that kind of thing. You can only make a brach mareish on a fire that was not mechalal Shabbos. Either it was off Shabbos completely, or it burned the entire Shabbos. Nobody touched it. Nobody. El al ur sheshovas. Sheshovas daiko. Look at the wording of the Gemara. It's got to be a fire that kept Shabbos. It's got to be a Shabbos stick of fire that you use for the Havdalah candle. Dahainu shenim shecholei ha'kedusha shel Shabbos. Meaning, it's a fire that has on it the kedusha of Shabbos. Ke'al yidei sheloi pogmu b'chvoid Shabbos chas v'shem yidei zeh o'esh. Because through the fact that this fire was not used for any chilul Shabbos, dahainu sheloi nidlag zeh o'esh b'Shabbos. Meaning, we didn't light this fire in middle of Shabbos. We didn't set this fire in middle of Shabbos. Yidei zeh nimshach oleho kedusha shel Shabbos kanal. That fire is able to have in it the kedusha of Shabbos. V'zeh b'chinas birchas horeach shemavorchem o'etzoy Shabbos koidim birchas o'esh kidei lahamshir b'chinas reach shel Shabbos l'me'achoyl. Now you'll understand also one of the most important parts of Havdalah is the boirei minei b'samim that we make before the boirei moirei esh in order to draw that reach of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. That's what perfects our food that we're going to eat during the 6 days of the week, that it should also be Shabbostic. It should also have some of the light of Shabbos on it. It should also have a taste of Shabbos. V'zeh b'chinas sudas moitzoi Shabbos. Shom Rabbi Senazal, sheloi lelavois ha-Shabbos, shehu lelavois ha-Shabbos koidesh. This is the incredible importance of the Sudav Malava Malka that we have on Moitzoi Shabbos to accompany the Shabbos. Kedei lahamshich mikedushas Shabbos lechol hamacholim shel choil. This also plays a very important role in helping us draw from the kedusha of Shabbos onto the food of the weekday. Because again, Shabbos is over. We made Avdol already. We're ready in weekday and we're eating a Shabbos thick meal. We're eating malav malka, which is still connected to Shabbos. Sheyu bebechinas maichel Shabbos shemazaneh neshmasa. Ukamei shekosov b'mishnas chasidim. And as is written in the Sefer Mishnas Chasidim, shezeh tam sudazu, that this is the reason, al pi kabbalah, this is the reason for malav malka, kedei lahamshich mikidusha Shabbos lama'achol eichol, to be able to draw the holiness of Shabbos onto the weekday foods. Ayin Shom, look over there in the Sefer Mishnas Chasidim, Hainu Kanal, as we explained.